This is the Composer's Datebook for June 19th. I'm John Zapp. On today's date in 1869, a visitor to Boston's Back Bay could have marveled at a huge new wooden structure sporting American flags and surrounded by a mini village of peanut vendors and lemonade stands. Inside, an orchestra of 1,000 sat surrounded by a chorus of 10,000. Over the stage hung giant portraits of Handel and Beethoven, and higher yet, depictions of two angels gazing heavenwards by a banner reading, "Peace on Earth, Goodwill Toward Men." Christmas in June, you ask? No, the audience of 12,000 had assembled for what was billed as a great national peace jubilee, organized by bandmaster Patrick Gilmore. The June 19th concert marked the end of a five-day festival of music and reconciliation as America tried to mend the wounds caused by its recent civil war. During the jubilee, the massive orchestra and chorus performed selections ranging from classical works by Bach and Mozart to more recent works by Meyerbeer and Verdi. A musical assessment of the peace jubilee appeared on today's date that year from the pen of John S. Dwight, Boston's leading music critic of that day, who found the great chorus glorious and inspiring, and the huge orchestra splendid but hard to hear. A performance of Verdi's Anvil Chorus, accompanied by 100 real anvils, however, he deemed a childish, trivial thing for such a grand occasion. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.